Scotland with Ben Youngs. And Ben, massive commiserations today. A frustrating day, and so many times Leicester have dug themselves out at the death and look like you might do it this time as well, but not meant to be.
No, fair play to Saracens. They're a very good unit. They're a good outfit. They know what they're doing. They have a very good game plan. And they played very, very smartly. And, you know, we struggled at times. And without doubt, they were, you know, without doubt, you know, they deserved to be champions. And, you know, and there's no doubt that all of us believe that, you know, we could get it at the end. A bit like last year, but it wasn't to be. So, you know, congratulations to Saracens, but obviously commiserations for us. But we'll come back a wiser, better side for it.
Absolutely, and just the way it turned around almost in the second half, you guys got a lot more momentum, a lot more ball in hand and a lot more territory, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we obviously spoke at half-time, which was going wrong, and, you know, we couldn't get our hands on the ball in the first half. You know, I don't remember having any phases at them, and, well, I don't, I was in the bin for 10 minutes, but, you know, it was a bit frustrating the first half. Second half, we got it right, but it was a little too late, and, you know, I don't think we were very pragmatic or smart towards the end there. We're keeping it tight. Probably not the best option for us to do.
As you say, their defence was very strong, and at the death, when you guys were camped on their line for what seemed like an eternity, it was really tough to find that little opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all been there as players. You know, when you're defending for your lives, you know, you have that extra bit of energy, that surge, and you know, they were determined to keep us out, and full credit they did. But at the same time, we were pretty naive. We probably didn't really push the boat too hard in trying to test them. But you know, I'm taking nothing away from them. Deserved winners, and you know, they had some great players today, and I thought Scott Britz was outstanding for them.
And as a word for Leicester's season as a whole, obviously missing out at both major trophies, getting a long way in both, but I suppose with the lofty ambitions of this club, it's a disappointing season ultimately.
Yeah, disappointment again. So no, I think it's lessons learned. We've got a young squad and we've got some guys missing. That's no excuses, but you know, you'd hope that we'll come back next season a better, wiser squad, and you know, give it another crack.
Personally, from your point of view, obviously a great start to the season. Do you feel you kept the momentum going?
Oh, I've had my ups and down moments. It's been tough at times, but it's a long old haul, and to be honest with you, mate, I can't wait to get on holiday now. I've got 3 weeks off, and I can't wait to get home with my family and just get away from rugby. It's been a long old haul.
Just about to ask you that. So you're back up to Norfolk. What are you doing? Just chilling out, going away, or?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to see my folks tomorrow and take easy, go on holiday in a couple of weeks' time, and then boom, straight back into it. So, you know, no rest for the wicked, but long enough just to get your feet up.
But positively, of course, it's because you've got an awful lot to look forward to next season. Investec warm-up games, World Cups, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. There's a huge amount to really work hard for in the summer and, you know, and learn a lot from like days like today and keep him developing as a player. So it's exciting times, and we'll see how I stead. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Ben, appreciate your time all season and bad luck today, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much.